Playoff basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport and the Delaware County Daily Times, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's playoff game is between the Haverford Fords and the Chester Clippers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Catering by Zach's Hamburgers. Bring Zach's to your graduation or business party. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And we are worldwide all the way live. Good Tuesday night from the legendary Fred Pickett Gymnasium, also known as the Clip Joint, the District 1 6A Sweet 16. It's not do or die, but close enough. It is the road to the Leocor Center for the championship game. You got to win tonight and then the next two games, and you are there. It's the legendary Chester High Clippers, 19-3. They've won 15 of 16. Haverford comes in representing the Central League. What a year for them. They won 11 of their last 12. Only loss on the road up at state runner-up Penridge. It was a couple of weeks ago. Keith Heinrichs, year number 9 here at Haverford overall. A long career, 11 years before that at Ridley. Haverford getting to the Sweet 16 game, beating Ridley the other night live on DelcoHoops.com. The Clippers had a bye. Keith Taylor, third-year head coach for Chester High, 59 wins, 19 losses. Chester has won 15 of 16. Here they won 19 home games in a row, and since 1986-87, it's really tough to win here, as you know. That is 34 seasons, Chester, 357 wins and 32 losses. And it's but they've actually showed in the postseason the last 4 years, they've lost 3 postseason games here at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium. So you never know what's going to happen here tonight. And if you lose, you go to an 8-team consolation round. Right. You have a chance to end up 9th or 10th. Yes. And Haverford having one of their most unbelievable years ever. Fred Pickett Gym, named after the legendary late great head coach Fred Pickett here at Chester High. 331 wins in his 13-year career. He retired after winning the state championship in 2008. His third of 3 and 5 trips to the PIAA state finals. Chester, what more can you say, guys? I mean, it is a hallowed ground
here. And it's
great.
They spent some serious bucks cleaning this facility up. They put in new lighting, new scoreboards. It's a great place for a playoff game. Dave, when was the last time these two teams played each other?
Yes, that's a good question, and I know it like a book.
Okay. I'm not surprised.
The last time in the postseason, I don't have regular season, but it's hardly been at all from what I can remember. But in the playoffs, 1984-85, Chester won 65-48 in the first round, knocking out Haverford that
year.
And
this was what year?
1985.
85. Okay, so that was the last time in the playoffs anyway, these teams faced each other.
But they did meet in the 1958, and the only other time was the 1958 District 1 championship game at the Palestra. Chester won Chester and Haverford were in the same league back then, 1958. Chester beat them twice in the regular season, but lost the big one, the district championship game. And then Haverford with Al Kamerlin and those guys went all the way to the state final to win it all.
Theoretically, since these two teams played each other in a playoff, it's conceivable, although it'd be kind of quick moving, that some of these kids could be children of the people who played each other in that game.
in 1985.
Yeah, it'd be tight, but you could
Like Akeem Taylor of Chester, his father graduated in 2001. And Fareed Burton, his father graduated 1998. But, yes, there is a possibility. I think.
So the question becomes, what difference does it make? And the answer is really nothing other than it shows you how often Chester has been in these playoff games as opposed to how often Haverford has been in these playoff games as well. So.
Absolutely. Haverford, if they could win this game tonight, whoever wins goes automatically, gets a berth into the PIAA state tournament. Haverford would be making just their fifth trip all time and second in the last 50 years into the state tournament. Last time was 2014. They got knocked out in the first round against York High. Then 1970, advanced all the way to the state championship, lost to Beaver Falls. 1958, won the state championship. The Fords did. Steve Younger, who they named the gym after, he was the head coach of those teams. And then 1950, they also went to the state tournament. So five times, if Haverford can win this game tonight, Chester, it would be their 48th trip to the state tournament if Chester can win tonight. And they won, 18 trips? Hey, Chester's been to the state semis 28 times, been to the state finals 18 times, and won eight.
Is there any team in Pennsylvania, I think, that's been to the semis or to the championship games more than Chester?
Not even close.
Okay.
That's
what I think. Now, the other question
But a couple of private schools have already gone ahead of them in the most, one of them has gone over past
in
them
in
winning state championships.
Right.
Kennedy Catholic team, small town team. Tim Hudson doing photography here tonight. Yes, God's here also. And then the other one was the other team is tied with them. Newman Goretti's won eight state championships, as many as in Chester, but they've done that in 8 years.
So what do we think we're going to see tonight? I'm hearing lots of things. One of them is that Chester's going to try to make this into a track meet, which makes sense.
They're going to have to because the Haverford reminds me, Coach Hendricks, they remind me of an Abington Heights who we've seen over the years. Cause a lot of problems. The matchup zone defense, handle the ball, look for the perfect shot, make shots, screen, pick and roll. And Chester, they just delve out basketball. They want to run it. And the Central League has had a lot of success against Chester the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, I have a record of Pencrest has beaten them three times in a row and Lower Merion three times in a row. Actually, Lower Merion over the last 8 years has beaten them five times in a row. So there's been a lot of success when that slow control. That's what it's going to be, and we've seen it before.
Well, the key to a slow controlled game, obviously, is to take a lead so that you can control the game. If you're down, slow control may or may not help you.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely don't want to get involved in playing Chester's game because they're much better at it than most teams. So.
Yes. And very excited for tomorrow. The other Chester team in their third year, the Chester Scholars Academy,
right,
the charter school across town. They're in the District 1 semifinals. I'll be PA guy
You'll
for that
PA
tomorrow.
Guy. And then we're hoping they're going to win because then we'll cover that final game on Saturday.
Yes. And hopefully, I'd love to see it against Christian Academy.
Yeah.
And
as long as one of them wins.
Yeah,
otherwise, we'll.
Third year for Chester Charter, Danny
Saturday
Spangler.
May be a brutal day because we may have to do that game, and then we may have a 5A game that night.
Yeah, we could have 1A, 2A final if Delco Christian and one or both of Chester Charter Scholars Academy and the Christian Academy win on Wednesday. We could have both of them in the 1 and 2A finals at Lower Merion.
Right.
Early Saturday afternoon, and then depending on when 5A games are scheduled to take place, we could end up doing a 5A game that night.
That means Friday night we relax.
That would be Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Friday night.
Friday night we could be right back here for Lower Merion Chester.
Yeah.
Yes, we could.
Depending on how the teams
fall. That would be a heck of a game, too.
Winner of this game.
Winner of this game gets the winner of Lower Merion and Central Bucks East.
And you're going to have scores tonight, Andrew.
Yes, I will have scores. I'll be keeping track of scores throughout the district. And throughout Delaware County. Also of note, the 5A game, we have one 5A game tonight. Westchester East is taking on Sun Valley.
Rematch of the District 1 5A championship. We did at Leocoris last year. A lot of people out of town listening. The cries of family, obviously. Hunter, number 23, his family out in Detroit, Michigan.
Right.
And the Sidemans, you've seen John play.
Right.
Tremendous player for the Fords. their family down in Virginia is listening in. Of course, we have hundreds of Chester alumni. It's like an unbelievable following for Chester basketball. They are the, when it comes to basketball, it in the state of Pennsylvania, especially with public schools. So we're going to take a break. We're in the pregame show. We're about 5 minutes away from the start of this District 1 Sweet 16 playoff game from Chester on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their brand of products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Rocking the house here at the Fred Pickett Jr. Gymnasium. I'm Dave Berman, Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Folgenetti. Chester Haverford.
Yeah, we've got Matthew DeGeorge in the house Delaware County Daily Times. He's going to write the article that we will republish tomorrow. We'll republish the beginning of it and link to their paper. He's also going to join us for halftime. All right, so we'll have an interview with him with halftime. And of course, we want to pick out a player of the game tonight when we get towards the end of the game.
And Pete?
Yeah, Dave, I have a question for you. If Haverford wins tonight, pulls this upset, would you consider that one of the biggest wins of their program?
Going back to probably 1970, yes.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you can't get much better than going to the state championship, but in 50 years, yes. Of course, that Central League win the other night was huge. First time they won the Central League since 1970. And the it has to be. It would be. At any time a team can beat Chester
in the playoffs.
In Chester, in the playoffs.
They haven't been in this building for years.
Well, as far as I know, 1985.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't necessarily have all the regular season games that we have files for. We don't.
No, I have a lot, and I unfortunately with a full time job and having a wife, I just didn't get the chance to check out. I have Chester's year by year going back like almost 40 years.
Yeah.
And I don't remember any Haverfords in there. We did play Chester, and here's the kind of style Haverford plays, just like the Haverford School. Played
right.
against Chester earlier, right. and you saw how right. they hung in there.
Yeah, well, that was early.
Time. Yes, and Chester is, yeah.
Chester's a different team now.
Chester, we know, every December goes 1-5, and then they go 18-1 from January till playoff time. This
yes.
is a playoff-tested team. They start slow, they finish strong, and that is what's happening this year.
It is. So it's Chester with a record of 19-3, winners of 15 of 16, running. Representing the Del Val, Keith Taylor, year number 3. Haverford, the Central League, Keith Heinrichs, year number 9. Winners of 11 of 12. Back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. I'm Dave Berman. We're at Chester, Fred Pickett Gym. It's legendary. Never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier. Like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com. Yeah!
right, great job. National anthem here at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium on the campus of Chester High School. We got the Tim Hudson Photography doing his thing, Yes God TV, and we have Andrew with us. We're going to the starting lineups. Peach Howard does an unbelievable job. Andrew, you have someone, Fareed Burton.
Fareed Burton missed the last four games for Chester. He's back in tonight. He's coming off the bench. Also of note for Chester, Carell Watkins is 9 points short of 1,000 for his career. Akeem Taylor is 43 points shy of 1,000 for his career.
You said nine?
Nine for Carell Watkins, 43 for Akeem Taylor.
So he could, he actually could do that tonight.
He's probably going to do that tonight.
Yeah. All right, now the starting lineups for the Haverford Fords. Keith Hendricks, year number nine, number 20, 6 foot senior, Sean, nickname Hacksaw Reynolds. Number 23, 6'6 junior, Hunter Kreisen, number 23. Number 24, 6'3 junior, John Seidman, 33. John Scheibert, 6 foot senior, 34. Will Higson, 6'2 junior, and they have got some football guys out there, and they got some shooters, and they have a kid, Nick Colucci, off the bench who can flat out play. He's a sophomore. You'll see him later in the game for Haverford. Chester High 19-3 overall, 19 straight wins here at the Fred Pickett Gym, 357 wins, 32 losses here in this gym since 1987. Number two, 5'11 senior Rami Gilbert. Number four, 6 foot senior Akeem Taylor. Number 11, 5'8 senior Pocket Rocket Fahim Berry. Number five, 6'6 senior Zamir Carroll. 6'4 junior, number 30, Carell Watkins. So here we go, man. Shep Garner's also in the house, played at Roman Catholic, Chester native, one of the greatest basketball players ever to play at Penn State. Had a big part in what Penn State's doing now in men's hoops. Number nine in the country for the first time in a long, long time. Haverford has a great student section here tonight. Chester got the legendary cheerleaders. And we've got it going on. It's so nice. What a job they've done with this gym. The first game in this gym was Chester-Harrisburg, regular season game, in December of 1974, 45 years.
Yeah, Dan, I just want to comment on two players to keep an eye on, obviously. Will Higson, big fella, football player playing basketball. Look for him to be big under the boards, but you've got to stop Watkins for Chester. If you don't stop Watkins, you don't beat Chester.
Okay, so both of us should be very familiar with these teams. The opening tip here is between Kreisa, number 23, 6'6", and 6'4", Carell Watkins, who can sky. Tap control by Chester. Chester right to left. And Haverford left to right, Sweet 16. And the winner goes to the quarterfinals Friday night. Chester would host the game if they win. Haverford probably will be on the road if they can win this game. They weave the ball around. And there's that zone, and Chester's going to have... They have a lot of experience trying to attack this stuff, especially in playoffs. So we'll see how it works out. Berry for three, straight away, front of the rim, no good. And the rebound is taken by Seidman. Haverford back, Higson ahead of the pack to the basket, layup, no good. Watkins the rebound for Chester, nothing, just underway, 7:22 to go in the first quarter. This is Fahim Berry. Chester has played a loaded schedule. Del Valle, but the non-league schedule, unbelievable. Out to Pittsburgh. Took on and beat a couple of New Jersey powers a few weeks ago. And that zone, if Mark Jordan was here, he could explain the zone. It's kind of a, just an amoeba-type, Abington Heights type of zone. We've seen it in the playoffs over the years. Left wing corner. And Haverford wants to keep the score in the 30s and 40s, and that's where they're, it's amazing. There's Watkins, three ball from the left side. Actually, right side, no good. Seidman, another rebound. Seidman ahead of the pack. Higson too far. So Higson is actually beating his man down court, Watkins, but turnover by Haverford. 6:38 to go, scoreless, first quarter.
Early update from the Coatesville-Plymouth-White Marsh game. 45 seconds in, Jameer Brickus has 7 points. 7-0 Coatesville.
Plymouth-White Marsh is young. Chester back, right to left. Again, white uniforms. Black and orange trim. Haverford red with the gold trim. Right at the key. They're giving Chester the outside shots. That's the bottom line. Berry again for three. Bangs that one. Faheem Berry, 5'8", senior, 3-0 Chester.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
And that's how Chester's going to win the game. Just hit their three-point shot. Seidman across the timeline. Right of the key, Higson. Near wing, Kreiza. Kreiza guarded by Watkins. Top of the key. And that is Reynolds. Right side, Kreiza. Right wing corner, Shivert. Shivert, 5:50 to go. First quarter, 3-0 Chester. Seidman looks to penetrate. Spins to the basket. Up, no, but a foul. Two free throws for John Seidman. And let's see who the foul's on. It's going to be on Rami Gilbert first. Teams first. Seidman at the line. He's only a junior, one of the best not only in Southeastern PA, is John, but in the state of Pennsylvania. Up, front of the rim, no good. Fred Pickett, Jim, banners galore here, not only for the boys' basketball, PIAA public school record, 8 state titles, but the track and field, amazing. Seidman again up. And got it. Seidman makes it 3-1 in favor of Chester High. Gilbert back across midcourt. Flips it to Taylor. Taylor into the lane. Out the Berry. Stolen away by Seidman. Seidman comes back all the way to the basket. It's good and a foul by John Seidman. I saw John, a team that Haverford beat by...
Got hit in the eye.
Oh, wait a minute. What? It's a foul, or yeah, the basket should count by Seidman.
Basket is good.
So Nakeem Taylor, his first, so we're tied at 3. I saw them beat a very good West Catholic team, Haverford, earlier. Very similar style to Chester, beat them by 20 points. And Seidman has 3. 6'3" junior, free throw up and good.
That was with one bad eye, too.
Yeah, he got poked in the eye.
Yes.
He got smacked in the eye last week.
That's 2 fouls on Chester. Burton right side, Berry. Check that, Gilbert down low for Watkins in the paint. Spins off the glass for 2. Carell Watkins, a big bucket right there. Now Chester is going to put the trap on and get it in the Seidman. 4-3.
5-3.
It should be
5-4
Chester by 1. Seidman back. Seidman looking out. Kreiza, 3 ball from the right side is too strong by Hunter, and the rebound Chester High. Coming back is Gilbert, shot is blocked from behind. Those football players are tough. It's driving to the basket, driving floater off the glass, yes, by Hunter Kreiza. It's amazing this team started off 7-9, I believe. Yeah, 7-8. Haverford. They lead 6-5 right now. 4:29 to go in the first quarter. District 1 playoffs. They're going to stick in that zone all night, guys.
As long as it works for them.
Berry, 3 ball from the left side is good by Faheem Berry, 5'8
senior.
Another
Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
And it's 8-6. Chester by 2. So Berry has 6 of the 8 points for Chester. He's been in a reserve role all year. Driving to the basket, shot is blocked, picked up by Higson. Cross-court pass, Shivert, right at the key. And that's going to be a travel out high on Sean Reynolds, 6-foot senior. 3:57 to go first quarter, and it is electric here at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium. 2-point lead, Chester High. 19-3, winners of 15 of 16 games. Taylor stops, fires a jumper, back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Haverford. They're doing a great job on the boards again.
Yes, they are.
Fundamentals, boxing out. Chester by 2. It's Seidman across midcourt, left to right. Red uniforms, yellow trim. Higson, left side is Seidman. Near side, Kreiza. Top of the key, Seidman looks to drive. Seidman brings it out high now between the circles. 3:23 to go in the first quarter. Going to try to take it against Taylor. Drives, misses the shot. Good move by Seidman. Here comes Chester back. Carell Watkins. Carell top of the key. Now to Berry. Fires up another one. No good. Strong rebound by Sean Hacksaw Reynolds. He comes back left to right. Haverford giving Chester one shot, and that is it. Colucci's going to come in. He can shoot. And also Adam Stuck, 6'3", junior. Right side, right at the key now to Shivert. Kreiza, far wing. Kreiza drives to the basket. Flip, Steps it towards the basket. Knocked out of bounds by Zamir Carroll. Here comes Colucci into the game. We talked about him. He's a sophomore, can shoot the lights out for the Fords. Coming out of the game for Haverford is Reynolds and Kreiza. 2:45 to go. They say that was last touch by Haverford. So it's Chester ball.
Blocked.
They blocked it off his leg out of bounds. Berry has it for Chester. In a starting role here tonight. Carroll, left side to going to the basket. Flip layup, no good. Easy layup missed in there by Carell Watkins on a beautiful pass by Rami Gilbert and the rebound taken by Haverford. The experience Haverford getting here tonight is unbelievable, win or lose. Still a relatively young team. And they flip it around, driving into the lane. That's going to be a travel again on Seidman. Good defense there by Akeem Taylor. 2:09 to go in a low-scoring first quarter. Chester by 2, 8-6 here at the Chester Gym. Faheem Berry back right to left for Chester, 5'8 senior. They stick in the zone. This is Akeem Taylor going to try to take his man to the basket. Floater around the rim and in.
Quick updates. Penridge leads North Penn 17-10, and Nathacton is leading after the first quarter.
Stuck left side. Driving to the basket. Falls on the floor. It's going to be a tie-up and possession arrow. We'll stay with the Fords of Haverford. 1:37 to go first quarter. It's Chester 10 and the Fords 6.
That Nathacton score is 18-12. They lead Council Rock South after one.
On the inbounds pass, Higson lays it up and in. Man, this team reminds me again, even the Mount Lebanon team that took Chester to overtime in the 2011 state final game, won by Chester, but very, very similar. A lot of multi-sport athletes. Tough. Down low, Watkins is fouled from behind. That'll be two team fouls on Haverford. Let's see who the individual fouls on.
Will Higson.
Higson's first or second, and now he has to come out of the game.
That's his first.
I got him for two. Two on the board, or foul, wait a minute. Oh, it is one. It is one. Three ball from the left side is no good by Gilbert. Seidman the rebound. 10-8. Chester by two late in the first quarter. 1:13 to go. The Haverford Fords. Top of the key, Shiver. Left side, Seidman. He loves dribble penetration. Pullback. Cross court. Colucci for three. High arcing shot is no good. Rebound, Chester. Faheem Berry. Now Chester looking to run. Driving to the basket. Layup is good. And that's another thing Haverford's going to have to do every time, try to draw fouls. And they're very good at that, too. It's just the perfect, and you've seen it over the years, guys. Especially if you've been to the Abington Heights Chester State playoff games in 2017 and 18. 34 seconds ago, first quarter. Big shot there for Rami Gilbert and Chester. Clippers up by four. Colucci has it outside. What a talent he is. He's going to be playing some college ball someday. Only a 10th grader. Almost a five-second call. Don't get it. Stuck right at the key. 18 seconds to go. Now to Shivert. Far side, way out high, Kreiza. Kreiza guarded by Carroll. 8 seconds to go in the corner. Seidman looking to drive. Right side, Colucci. Somebody here got to put up a shot soon. Floater in the lane, no good by Colucci. And that is the end of the first quarter. It is Chester 12, Haverford 8. The District 1 Sweet 16 boys basketball never sounded so good. And what a ball game we have. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball exclusively on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com. Clippers.com.
After one quarter, the Chester Clippers over the Haverford Fords, 12-8. Third lifetime playoff meeting. First, Andrew, let's go to Pete Fulgenetti real quick, then some score updates.
Yeah, Dave, real quick. Just by the first quarter, you can see Haverford's going to be able to hang with these guys. They're playing great defense. If they make a few more shots, they're right there. So, great game.
All right, now some updates.
Cheltenham, Upper Darby. Cheltenham leads 6-4, and Ben Salem leads Springford 16-14 after one.
There you go. That's 6A. A lot of 6A tonight. 1-5A. It's Westchester East rematch of Sun Valley in the District 1 Championship 5A last year. Going at it at in Westchester. The East is heavily favored in that game. Faheem Berry looks to penetrate. Gets it out to Akeem for three. Got it. Akeem Taylor. And Chester, you know, they don't like shooting threes, but against this, and if they're doing it tonight so far, they've made three of them, and Chester leads by 7, 15-8. Haverford back, left to right, Kreiza. He gets it now to Reynolds. Kreiza, three ball from the right side. He bangs it home.
Couple quick updates. Coatesville leads after 1-21-20 on Plymouth White.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Kreiza for three. Cuts the lead to four. Chester with the rock. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. Into the lane. Turnaround jumper is up. Back to the rim. No good by Chester's Carroll. And a turnover by Haverford. They lose control of the ball. Watkins all the way to the basket. No, but a foul going to be on Kreiza. So Watkins goes to the line shooting two.
Yeah, Kreiza went to pass that ball and then just thought better of it and then just lost control of it.
So they made a mistake on the board early. So there was only they had two fouls for Haverford. So they only have one. Actually, Haverford has two now, right?
Yes, Haverford now has two team fouls.
Watkins, Correll, 6'4 junior, fantastic player, makes the first. Uncle Doty is Uncle Doty, my, what was it, back in a schoolmate, Franklin Elementary back in the day in the house. Correll makes both. Chester by
17-11.
17-11. The scoreboard, they're really struggling on the scoreboard here tonight at Chester. I'm really surprised. So it's 17-11, guys. Chester by six. Six and a half to go in the second quarter. Simon near wing. Simon top of the key. Kreiza has unlimited range, too. Carroll's on him. Kreiza guarded by Akeem Taylor. And he dribbles the ball around, looking down low, flipping it out. Higson, he'll penetrate in the lane. Right side, Colucci. Now to Kreiza. Thought about the three. Kreiza being guarded closely in there. 17-11, Chester by six.
Chester's defense really strong.
Playing strong. Seidman to the basket. Good and a foul again by Seidman. And what Chester has to do in a lot of the teams against Seidman, when John, he likes to take it to the rack, you got to try to take a charge on that play too. But Chester's, historically, they want to just go right, try to steal the ball away, right, driving to the basket. So,
after the first quarter, Cheltenham leads Upper Darby 15-4.
Ooh.
Well, Upper Darby is, Cheltenham is one of the top teams in the state.
They are.
So Seidman at the line, and he makes the free throw. Chester's lead is down to 17-14.
Scoreboard really is late.
6 minutes to go in the first half. Faheem Berry, top of the key for Chester. Tries a three ball again. He's got it again.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
I had no idea that he could shoot the ball like that. He hasn't played. He's been in a role all year for Chester. Faheem.
I think Haverford's a little surprised, too.
Right. Chester up by six, 20-14. Seidman again, right side, Higson. Higson, the ball fake, and that's going to be a travel on Kreiza. Too many steps, good defense there by Chester.
The traveling is really being pushed because Chester is really throwing off Haverford's game a little bit right now.
5:30 to go in the second quarter. Chester with the ball. 6-point lead, 20-14. Haverford will not go man-to-man. They will stay in that zone. Berry between the circles. Now stopping and popping and hitting the shot is Correll Watkins. Chester by 8 points. Correll, 6'4", junior.
Yeah, this is
just 3 points away from 1,000 now.
5 minutes to go in the quarter. Kreiser. We're in the second quarter. Kreiser far side, top of the key. Shivert, right of the key. Hacksaw, left of the key. Seidman looking down low, give and go. Shot off the glass for two by Will Higson. And a timeout called by the Haverford Fords. And then Coach Taylor doesn't like something had happened out there anyway.
He doesn't like that the refs allowed the timeout.
4:49 to go in the second quarter. Chester 22, Haverford 16, DelcoHoops.com.
Spring is just around the corner, and Zach's Hamburger Food Truck is ready to cater your graduation and corporate events. What better way than to celebrate your special occasion than fresh-made, at-your-location Zach hamburgers and fries for your guests? All the taste and aroma of a cookout, but leave the work to the Zach's Food Truck and their crew. For groups of 50 people or more, give them a call at 610-532-6766.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back here at the Chester Fred Pickett Gymnasium, 4:49 to go, second quarter. Chester with the ball, 6-point lead. Even if you lose tonight's game, you're still alive for a chance to make the state tournament. But obviously, you want to win, both teams here. Haverford, left wing corner. Driving to the basket is Carroll. The floater is good. The old dipsy-doo layup. Zamir Carroll, 6'6 senior for Chester. Chester up by 8. Seidman coming back across the timeline. Left side down low. Wide open. Lay it up. He missed the easy layup. Did Kreiser. Unbelievable. Got to make that shot, Haverford. Here's a break for Chester right there. They just want to keep pushing it. Berry, left side, looking down low for Watkins. Double team, looking to shoot. Were they going to call a push foul on Haverford? Looks Correll's like a handful in there.
Looks like it's going against Higson. Yes.
Will has two now.
His second.
Chester by 8 in the ball. Adam Stuck, 6'3 senior, back into the game for Will. Tremendous football. A lot of guys out there, Haverford football players. Play for our buddy from Chester, St. James, great head coach Joe Gallagher. 3:57 to go, second quarter. Gilbert, left side, Berry, looking down low for Akeem. Akeem into the lane, off the glass for two. Good move there by Akeem Taylor. 5 in the quarter, 7 for the game. Chester by 10, 26-16. Seidman coming back. Seidman, right side. Shivert, top of the key, Seidman. Seidman looks to penetrate again to the basket. Shot is blocked from behind. Retrieved by Haverford. And down low should be an easy layup, right? Everybody a little out of sync here. Now Stuck thought about the three. Holds up. Stuck to the basket. Lays it up and in. Stuck, fearless right there. He's a 6'3 senior. Chester with 3:09 to go. Second quarter, leading at 26-18. Berry, top of the key. Left side, far side, Taylor. Berry, top of the key. Haverford staying in the man-to-man. Gilbert, three ball, left side is going to be no good. Rebound, Kreiser. Air ball by Gilbert. And almost a steal, and across the timeline, Haverford, they should have a guy open for the three ball, down low for Stuck. And there is a steal, and then Berry's in the backcourt. Berry gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert across the timeline. Gets it out to Carroll. There's another three, and it's good again by... This is unbelievable. Fahim
another
Berry.
Keystone Transport three-pointer.
He has 4 threes. That might be a Chester record.
He's feeling it tonight.
It's unbelievable. 11-point lead for Chester, thanks in part by Fahim Berry. Seidman drives, almost turned over. It's on the ground. It's picked up underneath by Stuck. Off the glass, two again for Adam Stuck. 4 for him.
That's 5 threes on the night for Chester.
2 minutes to go in the quarter. It's amazing. And they get it out now. Oh, they got Taylor down low. Off the glass for two. Akeem Taylor. 1:48 to go. Chester by 11. We're in the second quarter. Back comes Haverford. They do have enough depth to keep some of these guys. You can see Seidman might be getting a little tired right here. Shivert, tough football player. Steal. by, that is Gilbert, drives to the basket, fouled on the floor, and the refs are letting the kids play. It's great. Only four team fouls on Haverford, three on Chester. It's on Shivert, his first. And Chester just brought up, what, about five kids from JV this week. Mm-hmm. Future talents. Timeout call by Chester. It's Kenny Tate leading the cheers, assistant coach. 1:30 to go, second quarter. Chester with the ball, leading Haverford 31-20. District 1, 6A, Sweet 16 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here, Fred Pickett Gymnasium. I'm Dave Berman. We're in the second quarter late, 1:30 to go, and Chester by 11 over Haverford.
Yeah, Dave, I got one telling stat here. This is really interesting. Chester's winning 31-20, but turnovers. I have a Haverford with six turnovers. Chester has yet to turn the ball over. That could be the difference in this game.
Technically, there's 12 points, theoretically.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would love to stand here, but there's too many people. I'm blocking the view. So.
Are they yelling at you?
No. I just don't want to take that chance. A couple of these guys from Chester, man, I better staring me down here.
I think they can look around you, actually, but that's okay.
All right, so 1:30 to go in the second quarter. Watkins has it at the right block. That's a tough shot to make, but he still does.
There's a certain frustration level that Haverford's beginning to show now in body language.
Did he make it to 1,000 yet? All right, Chester's up by...
He's 1 point away
from
1,000.
Aren't they up by 13, Chester?
Yes, sir.
They are,
got to get that scoreboard going here. 33-20, Chester. And Seidman has it for Haverford. He spins, he goes to the basket, and he's going to be called for a travel. Seidman not happy about that call.
That's another turnover for Haverford.
Number seven.
Yeah. All right, 33-20. They got to get that corrected, the scoreboard things. There's Watkins down low. Shot is blocked from behind by Kreiza. Picked up by the Fords. 55 seconds go before halftime. Seidman not happy with that call, and he is picking it up and stuck out at the what is that? It's going to the basket and a foul. Chester wanted a walk outside. Then they wanted a charge. They don't get it, and Seidman goes to the line shooting two.
That'll be the second on...
Carroll, second.
Boy, Seidman's a warrior and only a junior. Chester's going to bring in the 6'8" junior, Horsey, in a moment, number 31. Seidman, with his team down by 13, got to make foul shots. It's two shots up. No good. Why? Actually hit the back of the rim.
He's had a trouble with foul shots tonight.
And checking in for Haverford is a track star. I know that. Salim Dwight.
Things are not good, looking good for Upper Darby. They're down 33-6.
Yeah, that's one heck of a team.
With three minutes to go in the second quarter.
Up again. Got it. Seidman. Four in the quarter, eight for the game. And Chester will come back. If you're Chester, you might want to think about holding the ball and get them out of the zone, but that is probably not going to happen.
Eventually,
they're going to have to go man-to-man Haverford, I would think. Now, they're coming out on Chester a little bit with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Chester by 12, 33-21. And that could have been a foul. Nothing called. Pass underneath to the basket. Up from two again. Terrell Watkins.
There. He's crossed over the 1,000-point mark.
Probably honor him shortly. Chester by 14. 10 seconds ago in the second quarter, Haverford back down by 14. It's Seidman. He looks to penetrate. Down low, throws the ball away. And now Chester has it 4 seconds ago in the second quarter. It'll be Rami Gilbert inbounding the ball. Gets it up to Taylor, long, three ball, skims the rim, no good. Correll wanted the shot in the right wing corner, but doesn't happen.
And then
we're going to honor Correll Watkins, point number 1,000 in his career, and he's only a junior. Correll Watkins, congratulations to him. And just think of the time that he missed in the playoffs last year. He missed most of the playoff run. So Correll Watkins, congratulations to him. We are at halftime at District 1, 6A, Sweet 16, Chester at half, leading Haverford 35-21 on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport. Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, we're back here at Fred Pickett Gymnasium where it is halftime with Chester leading 35-21. It was a close first quarter, and then Chester found their legs, I think, in the second quarter and have kind of run the tables at this stage of the game. We've got Matthew DeGeorge from Delaware County Times. You'll be reading his article tomorrow on both Delco Times when we – or Delco Times – on both Delco Hoops when we link it. But what do you think? Is this pretty much as advertised tonight, you think?
I think in thinking about this game ahead of time, it was going to be a battle of pace. And that first quarter, I think even though they were down 4 points, the pace favored Haverford, and they would have lived with that. That second quarter, that was absolutely Chester's pace. Haverford, for all that it's accomplished this year, they can't play at that pace. They can't give up. They're not going to be able to score with Chester if Chester's going to go 9-for-13 from the field and score 23 points.
How about the three-point scoring, which Chester does not usually do?
You know what? As one of the things, and I think I opined this in a Super 7 in December, was if Chester could figure out a three-point shooter to complement this. And it hasn't been Fareed Burton. It hasn't been Rami Gilbert. But if they're going to get a situation where Fahim Berry is going to hit this many three-pointers, they're very dangerous because they have so many guys that can take it off the dribble, so many guys that can create space. they're going to be very, very difficult to defend moving forward.
We just got a selfie, Matt DeJour. Yes. I think my first one ever with Matt.
I believe it is.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Sorry, right, Matt, take your shirt off. We'll take another one.
That's only for, for Mark Jordan.
That's going to drive
all right,
readership.
So, Naheem Berry.
Fahim
Berry. I mean, he's a role player, and he looks confident out there.
Wouldn't be
here
in
we
the
go.
Starting lineup if Fareed Burton was healthy, but you know what? And the thing that's more impressive to me, all right, yeah, he hits 4 3-pointers. 4 assists, really good at facilitating in this offense. And this Chester offense is at its best, it has a lot of guys that can pass the ball. I think Carrell Watkins, for his size, is an above-average passer. I think Akeem Taylor is an excellent passer for any size. Zamir Carroll is an above-average passer for his size as well. So they can move the ball, and when they do that, when the ball doesn't stop, they're really good, and that's the lull of the zone more than anything. It's not so much that it's the jump shooting, but it stops you from moving, it stops you from cutting, and it stops the ball from moving, and then you don't get the angles to penetrate to jump under the post. And I think that was the biggest thing with Berry. He makes Haverford abandon the zone. If I were Haverford, I'd go back to the zone and say, hey. But then by the flip side, at this point, you go back to the zone with a 14-point
Chester can
lead,
hold the ball.
Chester's fine with trading baskets
but
from
they,
here on
but
out.
But maybe. Anyway, so what a job Keith Taylor has done. Jack McCaffrey did a story earlier this year about Chester losing a lot of kids in the private schools, Catholic schools. And, you know, it is what it is. But, man, oh, man, well, I mean, it's amazing. Every year they're very, very competitive.
And I think what it is, what sticks out at this team, and obviously this is the first playoff game, and yes, they're 18-3, and this is very early. No one's crowning them anything right now. But this has the makings of a vintage Chester team, maybe not in the talent, but in the way that they play. They're quick. They're aggressive off the dribble. They defend. They contest the post. We haven't even really seen them turn on the press yet, which I think could be effective against Haverford, because at this level, I think Haverford really only has one or two guys that can consistently handle the ball against this kind of pressure. A lot of turnovers for Haverford.
Yes, we were noticing virtually none for Chester, and
nine turnovers for Haverford, and I think for Chester
Pete has eight. Chester has none.
Chester has one. One in the first, where Sidney stole the ball.
Chester up by 14. A lot of excitement in Chester with the Scholar Academy basketball team. They have a District 1 semifinal tomorrow, and that should be a lot of fun, too. So, I mean, there's a lot of great athletes in Chester, and it's great the kids are staying, a lot of them staying at the Chester Charter Scholar School and Chester High.
Matt, thanks for coming by. We're going to read your article tomorrow. Everybody check Daily Times and check Delco Hoops, and it'll be there.
I won't put any typos in it just for you guys.
Well, that's okay. You could mention at the end of it that people could watch or could listen to the game on archive at the end of your article, but that's just a suggestion.
I got the tweet out there, so.
Okay, good enough.
Good. Thanks, Matt. All right, guys. It's Chester 35, Haverford 21, the District 1 tournament. Never sounded so good. Right here, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Catering by Zach's Hamburgers. Bring Zach's to your graduation or business party. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
All right, Chester by 14 and a half over Haverford. It's not do or die. Whoever loses goes into an 8-team consolation bracket. Carell Watkins points tonight 10 over one over 1,000 now in his career. The first junior to accomplish the 1,000 points since Jameer Nelson did it his senior year, the state championship year for Chester 2000.
Well, Dave, I got a couple of telling facts here. Turnovers. We have 8 for Haverford, 0 for Chester. And I think one of the main reasons we see this lead, the three-point shooting of Chester, excuse me, and with the score at 35 and a half, if this goes to 70, the Haverford could be in real trouble.
Now, we'll see what kind of adjustments Haverford will make here. They're going to have to score. They have, bringing up the ball, Reynolds this time. Yeah, now back to Seidman. Chester man-to-man. Seidman, right side. Reynolds, top of the key. Shiver. Check me. That's going to be step. They want to walk again, Chester, not getting the call. Shep Garner on the far side doesn't like it, but the ball is now out, and Chester takes it and ahead of the pack and driving to the basket with a two-handed jam for Chester High. Zamir Carroll, there's a kid who has worked his tail off to become a better ball player. Chester by 16, 37-21. Siding back across the timeline, 7 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Third quarter, near side to Scheibert. Winner of this game takes on either Lower Merion or Central Bucks East. Driving is Scheibert. Somebody wide open. There it is. Lay it up. It is. Chester double team Scheibert. Will has had a big game.
Seidman.
Yes. Yeah, so, what did I say?
Scheibert.
Scheibert. Yes. Yeah, Seidman. The pass to Higson for 2. He has 6 points. Chester now by 14. Watkins to the basket. Lays it up and in. 12 for Carell. Chester putting on a little bit of a trap right now. Let's see if they can break it. Haverford at Seidman. Pass down low. Higson. Lay it up and in. If you keep stinging Chester on the trap, they may stop doing it. 6:18 to go in the third quarter. Chester 39. Haverford 25. Haverford now going man-to-man, guys. Knocked out of bounds by Higson.
Quick shout-out to Coach Mark Jordan. He has his girls leading Shanahan 20-16 at the half.
Oh, good for him.
Win tonight, you maybe clinch a playoff spot. Berry for Chester out high. Top of the key, Rami Gilbert. Far side to Taylor. Taylor down low, lay it up. No good. Follows a shot, no, but a foul. For Chester, will go to the line. Shooting two is Zamir Carroll. Colucci back into the game. 6'1", sophomore for the Fours. Second on Hunter Kreiza.
And John Seidman limped off there. He got hit earlier in that sequence and limped right across in front of us. And he's getting tended to by the medical staff here.
Carroll shooting 2 for Chester. Misses the first. And this second half of the year, Chester winning 15 of 16, has been very good at the free throw stripe. Zamir Carroll, 6'6 senior, bangs it home. 5 points for him. Chester by 15, full court pressure. Kreiza in the backcourt. Slowly brings it back across the timeline. Right to left, Haverford. Second half, Chester left to right. Colucci, near side. Reynolds. Reynolds takes it to the basket. Shot is blocked. Head of the pack to Akeet. Now to Watkins. He goes up and jams it home. Carrell Watkins with 14. Chester by 17. Higson coming back across the timeline. Higson out high now to Colucci. Colucci between the circles. Seidman ready to check back in, but he's limping a little bit. Here's Colucci thinking about the shot. Chester playing very good defense near side with the ball. Reynolds. Reynolds near side. Colucci. Colucci looks to take it to the rack. Does great defense by Akeem Taylor. Ball on the floor. Higson dives for it. Picks it back up. Great hustle by Will Higson. Now a long, long, long three ball is good by Haverford.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
John Scheibert, Chester by 14, 4:47 to go. Third quarter. Haverford needs more of those. They meet, and they need Chester to start missing their shots. Now they're back in a zone again, Haverford. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Chester by 14. Driving to the basket. Dipsy-do shot, no follow, yes. By Carrell Watkins. What a 6 points in the quarter, 16 for the game. Chester by 16, 4:19 to go in the third quarter here at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium. A lot of legends in the house here today. There's Scheibert getting it to Reynolds and down low. Colucci shot is blocked. Watkins has it. Watkins up court. Passes it to Gilbert. Back to Watkins. Drive, floater, no good. Battling for the ball. Gilbert, no, but a foul. Chester goes to the line shooting two. Adam stuck back into the game as a sideman. It's on Sean Reynolds. Sean's first. Team foul number two. Chester, no fouls here. Burton, excuse me, at the line is Gilbert makes the first. Chester by 17. And Simon is going to try to suck it up. Ah, man. He's got a bad.
He's limping pretty
good. Is it an ankle, you said, guys?
I don't know what
it
was.
It was the ankle he was working on.
And
no, he can't play like that.
It's going to be tough, man.
Yeah, he shouldn't be out there.
Chester, he's going to tough it out. It's a playoff game. He's trying,
yeah,
trying really, to really do everything for his team here.
Chester makes a two foul shots, leading by 18. Seidman back, left side stuck. Now, Googie Seidman, his freshman brother. John's freshman brother in the game, and he could shoot. Googie reaching foul on
Gilbert.
Gilbert.
His second.
Second on Rami. So, and back in for Haverford is Scheibert, and Seidman's got to come out of the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, he can't play like
John
that.
John is. So rest up. Hey, you still got at least one more game to go after. He can still make the state tournament. So Haverford with the ball. Stuck left side. Ball deflected into the backcourt. Googie has it. Googie Seidman, freshman. Across the timeline. Scheibert, 6 foot senior. Shiver between the circles, 3.5 to go, third quarter. Chester, of course, in the man-to-man defense. And they're, you know, having Seidman out of the game, John, that's tough. Googie looking for his shot. Top of the key, Higson. Higson, strong, tough athlete, junior. Division I, in my opinion, football there. Googie, left wing corner. Googie Seidman, top of the key. Stuck, drives to the basket, off the glass for two. Adams had a good game. 6.25, 10 for 6'3 senior. Stuck. 2:55 to go. Third quarter. Chester by 16. Three ball is back to the rim. No good. And a rebound by Haverford. And now they got numbers coming back. Left side, Googie. Seidman for three. No good. Higson the rebound. Good job. Now getting out. Scheibert. Three ball. Rims up and rims it again.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Scheibert cuts the lead to 13, 2:35 to go. Let's take a break. We're in the third quarter. Chester 46, Haverford 33 on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Two three balls in this third quarter by six-foot senior John Shivert. Will Higson has four. Adam Stuck has six for 10. We have 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Chester with a ball and a 13-point lead.
I'm going to run through a couple of score updates. Methacton leads 54-21 after three. Penridge up 43-28. Bensalem leads 29-25. Cheltenham over Upper Darby 44-17. Lower Marion 25-12. And Coatesville 48-29.
Winner of this game will take on the winner of Lower Marion CB East. Chester will weave the ball around. Watkins, 15-footer from the right side. No good offensive rebound. Chester in. That is Gilbert, excuse me. Turnaround jumper is good. Good shot. Zamir Carroll. Chester shooting unbelievable. And now full court pressure. Now they back it up, Chester. They back it up. And trying to do this without their top scorer, John Seidman, with an ankle injury. He'll be okay, just needs rest.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, they need him for the next playoff game, no matter what happens here. Like, 15-point lead, Chester still. Hey, Haverford can shoot the ball. Anything can happen. 1:42 to go in the third. Down low, and there's Higson. Jumper from the left side is no good and knocked out of bounds by Shivert. And the ball will go with Chester. I think. Should go to Chester, yeah.
After the first quarter at Westchester East leads Sun Valley 9-5. Cheltenham leads Upper Darby 51-22. Okay.
Buck and a half to go, third quarter. Chester with a ball, 15-point lead, 48-33. Googie playing some tough defense right there. Three ball, you're kidding me. From the left wing corner, no offensive rebound with a left hand. Correll Watkins. 18 in the game for Correll. What a performance. Chester leading by 17. They pick up, and Chester has all these fouls to give. It's kind of weird. I'm not used to seeing that. They're stuck all the way to the basket again, off the glass for two. That might be a career high for Adam.
I've got him for eight.
Eight in the quarter, 12 for the game.
No, eight total.
Interesting.
Four on the quarter.
Four in the quarter.
Eight for the game.
Eight for the game. Thank you very much. So Stuck has 8 points. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chester by 15 and the Rock. It's Gilbert. Will Chester go for the final shot here? I don't know. There's a long three ball. No good by, that was Fahim Berry. Chester keeping the trap on 24 seconds to go in the backcourt. And it's going to be a 10-second or a timeout. Haverford calls time. 19 seconds to go. We're going to keep it right here, third quarter. And Haverford playing their tails off, but still trailing Chester 50-35.
Well, they're taking an awful long time to set up their shots, and time is not their friend now, down by 15 points. So
looks like John Seidman will be coming back into the game after this timeout.
Well, if he can play, that's great. If he can't, he's more of a hindrance.
We still have one amazing fact. Almost at the end of the third period, Chester has no turnovers.
All right, so my scoring here for Haverford, let me get this straight here. John Shivert has six.
Yes.
Will Higson has eight.
Yes.
Adam Stuck has eight.
Yes.
Seidman has eight, but he hasn't scored in the fourth quarter, third quarter.
No.
And Hunter Kreiser with five. So Chester by 15. Haverford has the ball to begin the following the timeout here. Still 19.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Inbounding the ball will be Seidman back into the game. This is John Googie, his ninth grade brother, getting valuable experience. Baby face.
14 years old.
Yeah. We've seen some 14-year-olds look like they're 20, though, Mike, right?
I understand that.
So right to left here, Haverford going for the final shot, trying to cut into this 15-point lead. Cries a right wing corner, getting it out. Seidman, left side, Googie for three. It's up, back to the rim, no good. Battling for the rebound. Chester has a chance with 5 seconds to go, 3 seconds. Gilbert at the buzzer for three, back to the rim, no good. We go to quarter number four, and your score, the Chester High Clippers 50 and Haverford, the Fords, 30. 35. Dave Berman and the gang from the Fred Pickett Gymnasium never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Chester High leading Haverford 50-35 after three quarters of play. District 1, 6A, Sweet 16. Winner goes to the quarterfinals Friday night. Loser goes into that 18 consolation bracket, has to win two games there to qualify for the ninth or 10th spot. Pete, you have any comments right here?
Yeah, very well played game. Only five fouls on each team. No player has more than two fouls. And again, Chester has no turnovers.
And it's amazing, Chester, with just one team foul. Usually they're they're always. But anyway, and only two on Haverford, which is unbelievable. It really is good wrestler letting the guys play. Chester with the ball. Foul line jumper is in and out by the Clippers. Zamir Carroll, Haverford back, and they're going to need to make a couple of three balls here. And Chester's playing good defense. Plenty of time, but they're going to have to start making shots, and Chester's going to have to start missing. Near side. Chester man-to-man, right at the key. Seidman, three ball up, no good. Long rebound out to Colucci. Colucci drives to the basket, lays it up and in. Colucci, 6'1 sophomore, and now driving underneath the basket and throwing it away is Akeem Taylor. Chester by 13. Backcourt pressure, and it's going to be a travel, and Seidman, Chester double-teamed him. Good defense by Chester. 7:07 to go, fourth quarter. It's Chester leading by 13, 50-37, and Haverford continues to scrap, claw, and grind, gentlemen.
No doubt about it. I mean, they're not giving up, and neither is Haverford, so this is going to go right to the finish.
Correll spins, floater, no good. Ball saved from going out of bounds, taken by Berry. Chester gets it back. Berry's open again for three. Got it. It's good, a three ball, and we have a foul.
Another yeah. Keystone Transport three-pointer.
And a foul on somebody. Berry, unbelievable night. Berry has...
Fouls on Googie Seidman.
From Googie. So Berry with another three. Fahim Berry, 5'8 senior for Chester, 15 in the game. The foul was on Haverford on the shot, I guess.
On Googie Seidman on the shot.
All right, so
Googie. The three ball counts. Going for a four-point play is Fahim Berry.
That's kind of rare. And Berry's playing the game of his life here tonight. It's unbelievable.
Well, if you're going to peak, the playoffs is a good time.
Yeah, you see that over the years. We've seen some kids not get as much time as they would like in their regular season. Here's Colucci. Drives to the basket. Floater, no good. Chester wants to run and gun, and they get it into Watkins. The rebound now to Rami Gilbert. Chester by 17. 6:35 to go.
Part of the problem has been Haverford has not been making their shots, which has just made a difficult situation that much worse.
Gilbert, grizzled senior for Chester High. Rami, right side. Taylor is fouled by Colucci.
I thought he came through with the elbow there. Should have been an offensive foul there.
I saw that too. First on Nick. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. Chester by 17, 54-37. And you said Lower Merion's...
Last I heard, Lower Merion was up by 13, 25-12. After three, Bensalem leads 34-29.
Gilbert penetrates. Shot is blocked and taken by Haverford. Starting to pick up the intensity right here. Chester has five fouls to give. Right wing corner is Colucci, down low, right side, cries a three ball, up side of the backboard, no good. Here comes Watkins to he just feels it, doesn't he? Misses the shot. Akeem, offensive rebound, no, but a foul. Two shots for Akeem Taylor, who is scoreless here for Chester in the second half. Adam Stuck back into the game shortly. Two shots. Just one team foul in Chester. Playing a tremendous. Chester's playing a very, very good game.
Oh, there's no doubt. And Haverford is not part of the biggest. Haverford's biggest problem is they're not making their shots. If they're making their shots, they're having a decent game. But it's just not enough to keep up with a team that's just better than they are.
Taylor makes his first.
A couple of quick updates. 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Sun Valley trails Westchester East 14-12. Coatesville leads Plymouth White Marsh 65-37. And Radnor girls lead Bishop Shanahan 32-21 after three.
Really going to be a big win for Mark. Free throw good by Akeem. He makes two. He has 11 in the game. Chester by 19. 5:47 to go, and Chester pulls back from the press and the trap. Colucci for Haverford. Stuck right of the key. Stuck looks to drive to the basket. Now to Reynolds. Three ball up. Too strong. No good. Rebound. Chester Watkins. Not sure how many rebounds he has. Now he has 18 points. And
eight rebounds, Dave.
But Berry just feels it. Pass underneath, thrown away, and turnover back to Haverford. 5:18 to go, fourth quarter. Getting it out now, Colucci, long three, no good, rebound, stuck, stolen. Ripped out of his hands by Rami Gilbert, but then Rami stepped out of bounds. So it's Haverford ball. Freshman Googie Seidman. And, yeah, they're going to rest up John for the next playoff game, Haverford.
As they should.
Googie, he can shoot, man, but you got all these long athletes for Chester. Stuck into the lane. Hickson, top of the key. Googie, left side, forcing up a three ball. No good. Berry gets the rebound for Chester. Fahim up the court. Look at the athleticism by Carell Watkins. Driving to the basket. Akeem, no, but a – oh, I thought they were going to call a foul. Nothing is called. Five team fouls on Haverford. Anyway, Googie double-teamed in the backcourt and almost stolen away by Chester, and he gets through the pressure. And now Haverford has a three-on-one. Googie is fouled by
Carroll.
The foul is on number five, Zamir Carroll, and Googie.
Give Haverford fans something to cheer about. See this young freshman who looks very much like a freshman.
Yeah.
Break out of a trap, come down the court, lay up. Unfortunately, he was not in position to make the basket. But he did get fouled.
Yes,
so.
Googie goes to the line, shooting two.
I think that's a school book, isn't it? Googie goes to the line?
He makes it, yes. 5'9", freshman, older brother John. He's going to have to nurse that. He makes the first, does Googie. His first playoff points of his career. Obviously, he'll remember where he did it at the legendary Fred Pickett Gymnasium. Makes both.
After three quarters, Cheltenham leads Upper Darby 63-34. And Methacton beats Council Rock South 66-41.
And Methacton favored to go a long way. Heck, they went to the state quarters last year. They were that close getting to the state finals.
They
saw
the top
Chester
seed this year in the district.
Who's that?
6A playoffs, Methacton.
Yeah. All right, down low for driving to the basket. Lay it up and in. Nice move. Zamir has nine. Chester leading by 19. Haverford back. Shivert between the circles. Shivert left side, Googie. Googie Seidman looking to drive. Right of the key, Reynolds. Right side, Shivert. Shivert, 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Chester, and there's a foul on Berry. Foul number three on Chester. As Chester still has three to give. Kreiser back into the game shortly. And Colucci.
On Gilbert.
That one against Rami Gilbert.
Oh, they called it on Rami.
His third.
Third on him, three on Carroll. Chester 58, Haverford 39.
Who do we want to start talking about for player of the game for Chester?
It's got to be Fahim Berry.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
As well, as great as Carell played. If he doesn't make five, there's 15 points right there from Fahim.
Berry's outside three-point shooting is really what got Chester that lead in the first half.
3:41 to go in the fourth quarter.
Who called a timeout?
It was a Chester called time.
Chester timeout.
Okay, I didn't see it. Well, we didn't have a commercial, so that's all right.
So thank goodness for our great sponsors. So Friday night, We'll be back here at the clip joint again.
It's looking like
probably,
it.
Probably, unless you guys...
Lower Marion currently leads...
No, 40, how can you not do the Lower Marion-Chester
game? Lower Marion-Chester. Lower Marion leads Central Bucks East, 45-25, 6:27 to go in that game. Garnet Valley leading Downingtown East, 24-23, 3:22 to go in the second.
So, and Garnet Valley will have a home game. They hang on to that.
Provided they win that game.
Well, we'll evaluate which we think will be the best game. I mean, right now, I don't know how you beat Chester Lower Marion.
How do you beat Chester Lower Marion? I think we're going to be back here. It's
how
looking
many
like we're going to be back here Friday night.
Yeah, they've met how many times in the state finals?
Yeah.
Three. I have a whole history, by the way. I'll have to email it to you. Chester Lower Marion postseason.
Why? You'll tell me all about it Friday night.
Yeah.
Well, you can use some of that, Mike. You can use some.
And take some of your thunder? What?
I don't care. That's good.
Upper Darby's trying to claw back into their game against Cheltenham. They went on an 8-0 run to open the fourth quarter. It's 63-42.
A major accomplishment. And also, Lower Marion lost 12 seniors from last year, guys. And look where they are.
Yep.
And then, you know, going through the unfortunate situation with the passing of Kobe Bryant. 3:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Driving to the basket off the glass. No good. Rebound is taken by Zamir Carroll for Chester. 3:21 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Gilbert dribbling out high. Somebody should be wide open, and it's going to be a travel on Rami. Substitutions coming into the game. Number 15 for Haverford is Salim Dwight, 6'4 senior. Believe I've heard his name, track and field standout. And number one into the game is Tim Brown, 5'10 senior. 3:10 to go, so Chester will improve their 20th win of the year. They're 20-3. 16 wins in the last 17. Driving to the basket, Salim Dwight, blocked by a foul. He is a high jumper, baby.
Yes.
Salim Dwight, wow. So he'll go to the line shooting two. Holy tamale. You saw Salim Dwight in an earlier game this year against Penfest get some valuable time. This is the first. He'll get another. Man, could he get up? That Haverford senior, Salim Dwight. Shoot another three minutes to go in the game. Up, he has a nice touch, too, and he makes it. So Salim Dwight, one of two. Chester with the ball left to right. Berry near side to Gilbert. Far side, Taylor, Akeem. Gilbert, top of the key, 2:45 to go in the game. Gilbert stops, pops, no good. Correll Watkins battling for the rebound. Out of bounds off of Dwight. So looking at the brackets, let's see who Haverford would play next. Lola move by Watkins. Floater, no good. Rebound, Dwight. For Haverford, Colucci. Across the timeline, Kreiser's been quiet tonight. Top of the key, Googie for three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound is taken by Carroll. Zamir is fouled by Colucci, or a timeout. Foul.
Ball out of bounds.
Oh, ball knocked out of bounds. My bad. 14 fouls on Chester here in the second half. 2:16 to go in the game. 5 on Haverford. Colucci comes out. And Cieslak, we saw him earlier in that Pencrest regular season game that went double overtime. That kid did well. He could shoot. Allen Cieslak. Chester maintains control of the basketball. I would imagine they put some of their substitutions in the game shortly, Chester. They brought a lot of guys up from JV. Gilbert between the circles. Guarded by Brown. Rami is a senior. Chester Fareed Burton not playing tonight. Injured. And hopefully he'll be ready for the next game. Chester just slowing it up. Gilbert looking right side, right wing corner, Taylor. Chester leads at 58-40. Rare situation. Looks like Chester trying to run out the clock. Floater no good. Tap is good by Correll Watkins. Too bad we can't have co-MVPs. Watkins has 20. And probably double digits rebounds. 1:20 to go in the game. Chester leading at 60-40. Googie Seidman. Near side, Burton. I'll check that, Burton. Brown. Salim Dwight underneath. Jump. He can jump with those Chester kids. I'll tell you that much. And he is fouled. Salim Dwight to the line, shooting two again. Fouls on Watkins. Carell's first. I have him for one.
Yes.
Chester looks like Lower Marion. Playoff rematch. They had one last year. Missing the first is Salim. And that was at the Kobe Bryant gym, and it was a good game. Lower Marion pulled it out.
We have a final from Penridge. Penridge beats North Penn 55-41. They'll face Metacton.
Free throw good by Dwight.
Okay, massive substitutions for Chester now.
Chester bringing in a lot of newcomers here. Jermier Clark. Edward. Is it Edward Harmon? Yinka. Itabai, I'll get these names right eventually. Itabai, I-T-A-B-I-Y-I. JV guys up. Chester was actually down most of the year with 10 kids on the roster. And weathered the storm and got some good ball players coming in here. Is it Jay Sean Lawler to the basket? Layup, no. Jay Sean follows his own shot and gets it out. Chester by 19 with 50 seconds to go in the game. Donnie Ellis, he'll shoot. He's a sophomore. He would like to shoot. Donnie Ellis has it. Pullback jumper up. No good. Offensive rebound and 2 points. Nasir Madison, his first two varsity playoff points in his young career. He's a 6'4 sophomore. Driving to the basket. Brown and Kreisa loses the ball. Chester with 24 seconds to go. Now losing the ball is Chester. Jameer Clark. Back comes Haverford. NBA 3, Googie got it. Googie Seidman.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Googie is a star in the making. 7 seconds to go in the game. Thinking about the three to down low. Clark with a left hand. Jameer Clark at the buzzer. And Chester wins it by a score of 64-44 over Haverford to advance to the District 1 6A quarterfinals, most likely against Lower Marion. And that'll be Friday night here at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium. The postgame show follows. Chester wins it by 20 on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right. Dave, you on?
Yeah, I'm okay. On now.
We just had somebody I'm on now.
I'm on now.
Wires.
I'm live. Chester wins 64-44 over Haverford. Lower Marion Chester rematch, quarterfinals on Friday night, 7 o'clock. And Chester has qualified now for the PIAA state tournament for the 48th time in their illustrious history, 114 wins and 39 losses. And I could go on and on and on. And we most likely will be back here Friday night, unless we don't get permission from Andre. But anyway, Chester wins by 20.
What happened to Pete and his...
Trying to get our most valuable player. There's Fahim Berry. Right. What's up, Fahim? How you doing? And puts the headsets on.
There you go.
Played an unbelievable game. Chester moves on.
All right.
Fahim, and you were the zone buster tonight. 5 3 balls. Great job. Congrats on the win. And we got to get his microphone on. There you go, guys.
Right again.
Thank you.
He says thank you, Fahim. First time you've been on the radio in a while?
Yes.
Yeah,
he can talk. I said, the Chester football games. You were the one who came up to me this year and said, Mr. Berman, I'm going to be playing basketball this year. Watch out for me. So you didn't play the minutes you wanted to this year. I mean, because, you know, you had Fareed and those guys in, but you're making up for lost time right now. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So tell me your thoughts coming into the game, and you had confidence as it went on.
Well, my coach, he just kept like, all year he kept telling me to shoot the ball, but I was like, I wasn't shooting in the season because my feet wasn't set. So tonight I was feeling it.
Now let's get a picture here.
No, that's okay. Just keep going. You guys keep going. I'm just doing candid shots here. It's all right.
There you go. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, great coaching by Chester. And now hopefully Fareed will be back. How long? On Friday night.
Yes.
You know who you got.
Mm-hmm.
They got Laura Marion.
Yeah.
And they lost a lot of kids from last year, but they're good again.
Uh-huh.
Greg Downer. And it's going to be in the Fred Pickett Gymnasium. So have you been working extra hard?
Yes. Like, this whole week of practice, like, we've just been tuned in, locked in. Like, we ready. Every practice we have, like, after the last game of the season, practice just been, like, locked in. Everybody ready to play, working hard.
And I bet you some colleges are going to start checking you out, too. I mean, there are some college guys in the house here tonight, because I know you can play college ball. Is that one of your family members over there? I don't know. Is that
That's one of my childhood moms.
All right, childhood mom. There you go. So, again, it is Fahim Berry, 5'8 senior, 5'3s, and then you had a foul shot. My bad. So he ended up with 16 points. And as for Carell Watkins, congratulations to him, and what a job he's done.
Yes.
And the whole team played very well.
Yeah, Carell been my friend since like first grade. I knew Carell all my life.
Yes,
we from the same neighborhood.
Which one? I know them all.
We're on Penn Project.
Oh, about ready on my Berman's Elman's Variety Store across the street for years. Uncle Joe. Yes, I know it. That's where my mom grew up. Yeah. So anyway, the good luck on Friday night, and just a great team effort. And give Haverford credit; they were a scrappy bunch.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can win another. They have to win two games now, Haverford, to advance to the state tournament. Mm-hmm. There he is, our MVP, Fahim Berry, 5'8 senior, Chester High Clippers. Great job, and we'll be keeping in touch. We'll see you Friday night.
All right, thank you.
There you go, my man. Great job. So there you go, guys. Fahim does it. And do you want to wrap up the scoring right now? Chester wins at 64-44, and they're now 20-3.
The 44 points for Haverford. They got 5 from Googie Seidman, 2 from Salim Dwight, 5 from Hunter Kreiza, 8 from John Seidman, 2 from Nick Colucci, 6 from John Shivert, 8 from Will Higson, and 8 from Adam Stuck for their 44 on the night. For the Chester Clippers, they were led by Carell Watkins with 20, 2 for Nasir Madison, 2 for Jameer Clark, 4 for Rami Gilbert, 11 for Akeem Taylor, 9 for Zamir Carroll, and 16 for Fahim Berry for their total of 64 on the night.
So there you go, guys. It looks like it's going to be Chester. Well, it will be Chester, Laura Marion.
I don't have confirmation on Laura Marion actually winning yet.
Peach announced it.
He did announce it, but that doesn't mean it's actually.
Well, we might have got it from somebody else.
It's a pretty wide margin over there at Laura Marion, so it's most likely going to be Chester, Laura Marion.
And
I'd
be
surprised if it wasn't.
Very, very interesting. So, guys, great. And tomorrow night you have
tomorrow
a game.
Tomorrow night
I'm
we
sorry.
Have a game. Right, you won't be there, but David DePasquale will be taking your spot.
Great.
And Mark's supposed to be down, so we'll have the whole crew but you. So
and that'll
we'll
be do or die. Did Mark win his game tonight?
Yes, he did. Well, he did.
They were up 11 headed into the fourth, so most likely they did. I don't have a confirmation on that either yet.
All right, but we'll check it out a little bit later. So, again, great. Tomorrow night, 6:45, the airtime with you guys at Strathaven.
And
check DelcoHoops.com for the stories on this game tomorrow night. Tonight's game, tomorrow, and plus all the other news that's going on and all the other playoff games.
And everything's archived. We'll spread it around on Twitter and Facebook. Once again, Chester High, their 20th straight home win also, beating Haverford by 20, 64-44 on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.